Hello, you're listening to Radio Reverb 97.2 FM, Brighton's favourite, best and most wonderful community radio station. This is Burden of Proof with Colin and Reese. I'm Colin. Reese is probably going to pipe up in a minute now that he's finished playing with all the knobs that I don't understand on the other side of the little radio deck thing.
Yeah, a bit of a later start than usual today. We just thought we'd mix it up a little bit, really. 5 past 2, why not? We'll go all the way till 3, though, I promise.
That's the reason we did it.
Yeah.
There's not been any technical issues.
No.
This Reverb is a smoothly running ship.
Indeed.
As anyone who's visited us will know.
Indeed. Right, we're going to start with a song that is just to cheer us up a bit, because I do like Nick Cave, but he can be a little bit dreary.
Yes. Well, we had no choice about the Nick Cave. That was a lead-in.
Yeah. We're going to start with Flight of the Conchords with Inner City Pressure off some kind of album that they did.
Their first proper album on Sub Pop.
They
did an album before that, but it was released only in New Zealand. It was a live album. Mm. I also own that because I'm annoying like that.
You are indeed.
I imported it.
Indeed. So Inner City Pressure by Flight of the Conchords. Oh, hello. That's not Inner City Pressure.
Is it not? Or am I wrong?
That's Phoenix TX.
Oh dear.
Because I was thinking to myself, I should put Phoenix TX on because I haven't heard it for ages. But then I thought, no, I'm going to listen to Inner City Pressure instead. But what I actually did with my fingers was put...
Did not line up.
Yeah.
Fingers didn't line up with brain.
Yeah, that's right.
Right.
Common
problem for Reese.
Common problem indeed. So good start to the show. Can only get better from here on. Inner City Pressure.
That's a challenge.
By Flight of the Conchords.
City life, inner city pressure, the concrete world is starting to get you. The city is alive, the city is expanding, living in the city can be demanding. You've pawned everything you own, your toothbrush jar and a camera phone. You don't know where you're going, you cross the street. You don't know why you did, you walk back across the street. Standing in the sitting room, totally skint, and your favourite jersey is covered in lint. You want to sit down, but you've sold your chair, so you just stand there. You just stand there. Pressure.
Counting coins on the counter of the 7-Eleven, from a 6:15 till a 6:45. The manager, Bevan, starts to abuse me. Hey man, I just want some muesli. Neon signs, hidden messages, questions, answers, fetishes. You know you're not in high finance, considering secondhand underpants. Check your mind, how'd it get so bad? What happened to those other underpants you had? Look in your pockets, haven't found a cent yet. Lennon's on your balls, have you paid your rent yet?
Inner city pressure. Inner city pressure.
Prostitute, just to pay for your lessons, you're learning the flute. Ladies wouldn't pay you very much for this. Looks like you'll never be a concert flautist.
You don't measure up to the expectation. When you're unemployed, there's no vacation. No one cares, no one sympathizes. You just stay home and play synthesizers.
that the way. Everybody's got the dues in life to pay. Yeah, I know nobody knows where it comes and where it goes. I know everybody says you got the dues to know. My life's in books, written pages. Live and learn from fools and from sages. You know it's true. All the things come back to you.
Go Dream On, originally a riff written by Eminem, but copied by Aerosmith.
Yes, on their first album.
Yeah, indeed. Only joking, of course. That was the original. Eminem took it for, what was it, Sing for the Moment.
Yep, I think that's right.
Quite a good song. Right.
Was that on the Marshall Mathers LP or the Eminem Show?
It was from the red one.
Eminem Show, then.
Yeah.
There you go.
The one with Cleaning Out My Closet.
Yes, that's the Eminem Show. One of the most disappointing things I ever bought was on sale, back when I was a big Eminem fan,
yeah,
was the DVD single of Cleaning Out My Closet, on the basis that on the background, on the one of the extra features, was a documentary about the making of the album.
Right.
And I thought, oh, no, that's worth like 50 peaks. It was on sale.
At least. Yeah.
I'm interested in watching that.
Yeah.
And I got it, and it turned out the documentary on making the album was 2 minutes long, and had no interviews or dialogue. They just played part of an Eminem song over random footage of like some studio mics and some little level things.
What a jip.
Yeah, and that is why I stopped buying Eminem albums. It's because of that, not really, because he started getting worse and worse.
Do you not have Encore or Rehab?
I do actually have Encore. I don't have Rehab or the whatever the other one he had was. He's had another one as well.
Has he?
Yeah, he's had two.
No, I thought Rehab was the one that...
No, he's done two.
Since Encore?
Yeah.
Huh.
I'm sure there's another one.
Well, maybe I'll look at that. Look that up on my googly phone.
There's definitely another one.
Yeah, indeed.
Relapse. He did Relapse.
Relapse.
He did Relapse, and then he did Rehab.
Oh. That's clever.
Yeah, he's a smart one.
That's clever. That's why he is who he is. That's how he's got where
he's a millionaire.
Yeah.
And we're here.
Chumps.
Burden of proof. 97.2 Radio Reverb.
Trying to mock him and his millions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably doesn't hurt as much.
No.
Than poor people who kill you.
Last week we got a fan email from Blue Ruin, which was very exciting.
Whose real name is still a mystery.
It's still a mystery, but she did request Jimmy Eat World.
Is it a she?
I don't know. I'm just saying.
It's just because you want a female fan more than you want a male fan.
Maybe that's true.
The email wasn't gender specific, Reece.
It wasn't, but it was written in such a way. The reason why I'd initially say it was female was possibly because everyone that I read it sort of read it and went, oh, who is she? Sort of thing. And so everyone kind of...
How many people have you handed this email? I showed it around loads. You're
going
to creep out our one listener.
That is true.
You've just creeped them out. They're not coming back now.
I was dead chuffed to get an email.
We get emails often.
No, we don't.
I'm not even
going to try and keep up this charade that we get emails a lot. That's why I'm so excited. That's why I shared it around to quite a
few. And you know what's really exciting?
Because it was like, oh God, we got some emails.
Do you know what's really exciting?
Might
have been the last email because the emails aren't working anymore.
Because
it's one of the reasons the show started late. Everything's stopped working at Reverb. We're going analog now.
Yeah.
We're throwing this together.
This is gorilla.
Tin cans.
Gorilla stuff.
We're not using microphones. We're using tins with a bit of string.
Yeah.
Between them to transmit the sound.
True.
You know, like you never actually did when you were a kid, but you were always told you could.
And we're told that would work. But
did you ever do that as a kid?
No.
I never even bothered trying.
No, because, you know, I grew up in the age of telephones and stuff. So, you know, I thought that would work.
That's brilliant. Why would I bother?
Thought that would work better.
Whenever they did an experiment teaching me about the boiling point of water, and they're like, oh, you can put a Bunsen burner on. You're like, why bother? I've got a kettle.
Yeah.
Just put in a kettle, won't I?
What are you making, tea? I'll have one.
Yeah, I'll have a tea, love. that was why Reece never succeeded at science.
Never succeeded.
What are you learning another language for? I've already got a language.
Yeah.
Got it down. Got it down pat.
How about you learn mine?
Yeah.
And that's
pretty much
that attitude is pretty much prevalent throughout our country. What I was going to say was that we in our email from Blue Ruin, which
the mysterious and enigmatic Blue Ruin, who you've got a little bit creepily obsessed about and assumed is female.
I haven't got a little bit creepily obsessed about.
You've
all
been
I'm saying,
showing the email
what I'm
around
saying
the
is
place,
that I, you know,
weirdo.
I printed it off and thought that's really nice. It's a really nice thing to have some feedback because we've been pumping this out for the last 3 years.
Pumping this dross out for years,
and no one, not even like none of our friends listen. You know. Really, apart from
not even our enemies,
apart from Jess and Jamie, hardly anyone listens to this.
They're not listening today.
But having said that, you know, we have got a podcast. It was what we mentioned last week, and since last week, we put a couple more shows on, about six or seven more shows on, and in the last week we've had 500 more downloads. And I don't know whether that's
web crawlers, mate. It's just Google doing that.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. But anyway,
well, if you feel like making Reece feel more vindicated in his decision to continue doing this show, which we kind of originally started in 2001, not on Radio Reverb, we started up in Norwich.
Yeah.
Then feel free to email studio@radioreverb.com with burden of proof in the subject title. Yeah. However,
and maybe in a couple of weeks when we sorted the servers out, we might be able to pick it up.
Maybe if ever anything works. We did set up that Gmail address. We could have used that.
Yeah, I don't think we're allowed to then.
What? That's ridiculous.
I think we've been stopped from using that.
That's rubbish.
Yeah. By the man.
Yeah, trying to keep us down.
Man.
Because they know we're communicating to so many people.
Exactly. Exactly.
That one listener we have.
Anyway, more of it.
This has just been depressing. All you've done is talk down our massive media empire.
I'm in a good mood today, anyway.
Well,
it's a good day.
Oh, that's what that is then. Why are you in a good mood, Reece?
Because I won my battle with the insurance company.
What was the battle? Were you a consumer warrior?
It's so boring.
I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll play a couple of songs.
Right.
You can tell me about the insurance battle.
And
I'll tell you how boring it is.
It is.
And then we'll try and get it down to punchy highlights.
It's incredibly boring. It's not even a battle. It's just the fact that there was various...
War of attrition?
Different pieces of admin that had to be taken care of in order for me to... get a reduction on my premium. That's pretty much the long and the short, and that's as far as detailed wise I'm going to go into it because it is boring. We're going to play No Doubt with Just a Girl, who was a good song. And,
Now Gwen Stefani. Well, she was kind of big. I hadn't heard anything from Gwen Stefani for a long time now.
No.
Who knows what she's up to?
Who
Gwen,
knows?
If you're listening.
She's probably out there having fun somewhere in the sun, driving a convertible, I reckon.
She seems like the type.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. having a smoothie.
A nice healthy smoothie. A smoothie and her soft top.
Yeah.
Do you reckon she's got a small dog? Like a small dog in the car.
In a handbag. In the car, yeah. Yeah, I reckon she does, yeah.
What music do you think she's playing in her soft top?
Do you think
she listens to her own music, or do you think that's a bit vain?
No, I don't think she listens to her own music. I think she's probably listened to a lot of her own music in the past, but because she hasn't made any new music for a while, she's probably not listening to her own music.
I think she's listening to, like, Keisha.
Who's that?
Oh, she's like a pop person. She's the
Oh, is that
kind
the one with the
new
dollar sign? In
yeah, yeah. No use for proper letters now.
Maybe.
The dollar sign is the new lowercase I.
I know. I think that she listens to some interesting music, but then fails to recreate that kind of level of interest in her own music.
That's cruel.
That is a bit cruel.
Yet again, you're ridiculing millionaires.
Well, they need to be brought down a few pegs. So, Just a Girl by No Doubt.
Take this pink ribbon off my eyes. I'm exposed and it's no big surprise. Don't you think I know exactly where I stand? This world is forcing me to hold your hand.
ever. We'll defuse bombs, walk marathons, and take on whatever together.
Granddaddy, AM180. That's a good song.
This is a very nice song.
Good, good. A harrowing thing has happened to me.
Oh dear.
Yeah, I think the second half of the show we're gonna lift it up a little bit.
I was gonna say, you keep talking about how happy you are and then just bringing everything down.
We've got a better late than never. We've got a listen, play, review. I'm pretty sure somewhere around. So second half of the show we'll be back to our cheery selves. However, today I found out I've been unfriended on Facebook. I don't know why.
Who unfriended you?
I have no idea.
Name and shame, who was it?
I've no idea. I really don't know because I had 300 sort of friends and I was like,
oh, you don't know who it was?
And I was like, oh wow, cool. 300, that's a nice round number. I can remember that.
Yeah, that's a recollectible number.
Yeah, and then suddenly this week made it up to 301 and thought, oh, damn it. I'm going to need another 99 now to get back that
kind. Or at least 49.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, exactly. Maybe just in chunks of 50. Anyway, looked at it this morning, 300 again. Mysterious.
Unfriended you.
Mysterious, because I can't think who I'd have upset or.
Well, to be honest, maybe it's someone you just don't speak to, because I've got friends who quite often will just do a cull of, like, I have not spoken to that person once on Facebook in the years I've been here.
Yeah, so but what have I ever done to deserve part of the cull? Why don't they think, you know, I haven't spoken to him, but maybe he's really busy.
you're a pretty unlikable track. In other bad social media news for you.
Oh, go on then.
I've got more Twitter followers than you.
No way.
Brap, brap, brap.
How many are you on to now?
49. And last I checked, you were 48.
No,
I was on 50, but I dropped again because most of my followers is like pointless spam accounts.
Unbelievable.
I'm not really a worthwhile person on Twitter. I'm very entertaining. You should follow me. Jeremy's Iron. But, yeah.
48 I'm on. 40, you're on 49. Yeah. Unbelievable.
The thing is, mine seems to fluctuate a lot. And if I'm using TweetDeck, it tells me a different number than if I use Twitter.
Well, Twitter is telling me that I've done it like 160 times. I've tweeted 160 times, and I'm still sub 100 in my actual count. So I don't know why it's telling me that. It did that a couple of months ago.
That's bizarre.
It suddenly ran.
Whole thing's bizarre.
Ran, yeah, I'm gonna give up on
my
social
work
media.
Account.
Unfriending.
And now losing to
beaten
me.
By you
of all people. Good, I've got 140 me. People following my other Twitter account.
Yeah, but that's a boring work account. I know. And they just do that because it's boring and work related.
I know
exactly.
I know.
Don't even mention it next time.
All right, fine.
Go on. What are you gonna say?
Nothing.
Good.
Done.
Good, I've had enough.
You opened this show talking about how cheery you were. I came in quite cheery.
No, I am cheerful. I've had a nice haircut today.
I was about to compliment your hair. It goes up on one side, which I like.
Yeah, well, that was deliberate.
Asymmetrical, it's good.
I put that in there deliberately. I had an amazing breakfast.
Oh, what did you have for breakfast? Tell me about your breakfast. Now I'm engaged in this show. What did you have for breakfast?
Saturday morning breakfast. Laura and I are in a good new Friday night routine of pretty much doing nothing.
Brilliant.
Staying in.
I love that.
Pretty much remaining sober. Cooked a big curry last night. Got a couple of bottles of Corona in line. They're really
beautiful.
Nice. Just to have like one or two. Brilliant. And so Saturday morning, two sausages, two rashers of bacon, beans, Branston beans. They're the best ones.
Are they better?
They're so much better.
I've always been loyal to Heinz.
So much better. A couple of weeks ago, I was talking about Branston beans, and I'll talk about them again. They're brilliant.
Okay. Bring out the Branston.
Bring out the Branston, indeed. Yeah, toast, egg, massive, huge, big coffee, and a big glass of juice.
Talking of big coffee, have you seen in America the new Starbucks size?
No.
It's called like the Toro. I don't know what it's called, but it's the new size.
The Toro Bora?
No, it's not called the Toro Bora.
Oh, that would be good, wouldn't it?
It's not called that. Anyway, you can fit an entire wine bottle in there with a little bit of space to spare. It is huge.
What's that, 750 milliliters?
I think it's over
a pint.
It's like 32 ounces, because it's American, they talk in ounces.
Mm.
But anyway, and that's for coffee. It's massive.
That's like a pint and a quarter.
There's a YouTube video of a man emptying his drink out and pouring an entire bottle of wine in, and he's got space.
Oh. What do they want people that awake for?
I don't know. The future.
That is horrible.
The terrifying future.
A terrifying future of no sleep and kind of jittery by...
Yeah, maybe that's why unemployment figures dropped in the States, shockingly.
I can't really have coffee much after the sort of the morning, really. You're not a hot drink man yourself.
I don't drink adult drinks. I just drink Ribena and milk.
And we went together.
Sometimes together.
And the milk
but
drink.
Sometimes classic. Separately, sometimes in combination.
Yeah.
Occasionally a glass of water, but I'm never happy about it.
Either way, it kind of works.
You appear to have a spiritual moment there. You just stared up at the light.
Well, I thought that maybe my eyes are going funny, or maybe something else is going strange in the studio.
Medically happening to you.
I'm pretty sure this deck lit up more than nothing.
I think you're having a vision.
I think I must be. I think it's time to go for a song so I can have a vision and concentrate.
Yeah, have a proper vision. I want to listen to you. Live on air visions.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd be
really annoyed if you're having a spiritual reawakening and I'm getting nothing.
Well.
Just sat here, grumpy agnostic.
I'm not a particularly religious man myself, but I could be persuaded if I saw some proof. As could most people.
That would kind of eliminate the point of religion, though. At that point, if there's proof, then it's not really religion, because religion is all about faith.
Oh yeah, I tell you what, we're going to play Outcast because it's a windy, wet day, and I think that we need. I think the world, and that's who's listening,
needs love, sweet love.
Needs hey ya. That's what the world needs. So I'm going to play it in a minute.
I thought it was playing now.
I thought you were going to say something.
No, wave for Outcast. I was promised Outcast. Where's Outcast?
Shut your face.
This wasn't in the contract. Yeah.
1, 2, 3, My baby don't mess around because she loves me so, and this I know for sure.
Shake it, shake it, and baby dolls,
shake it, shake it.
get on the floor. Shake it, on the floor. Like I'm on the white pitch. Sugar, shake it. You know what to shake it. Sugar, shake it. Shake it. Sugar, shake it like I'm on the white pitch.
I thought we'd just come back in between our two songs because I know that
we traditionally play two
formula.
Songs.
You love the formula, but it's time to play what we promised that we'd play, which was some Jimmy Eat World, and this is called The Middle, and it's off the album
Bleed American, which was renamed Jimmy Eat World after the September 11th attacks. It came out around September 2001.
Did it? It wasn't before that.
No. Yeah. Well, it came out slightly before that because they had the original name of Bleed American, and then 9/11 happened,
yeah.
And then they changed the name.
Thought can't do that anymore.
Yep, best not have Bleed American. Let's change it.
Thanks,
Jimmy.
Thanks, Osama.
So the album became Jimmy Eat World, and the song Bleed American became Salt, Sweat, Sugar.
Indeed. Well, we'll play. We might play Salt, Sweat, Sugar later, but for now we'll start with The Middle, and this is for Blue Ruin.
Jimmy. Oh, who specifically requested some Jimmy Eat World?
Who specifically requested some
Jimmy
Eat World?
There you go. Look at that. We're doing requests look like a real live radio show.
Oh, like Chris Evans.
Yeah, or Terry Wogan.
I don't think he ever did requests.
He did requests.
He didn't do requests.
He did requests.
He never did requests.
He did requests. I listen to him every morning when I drive to work. He did requests. People would email in, could you play this, Terry? It's my wife's birthday. And he'd say yes. And then he'd play it. And that was called playing a request.
Well, I cannot argue with that. Go, Jimmy Eat World with The Middle. Good tune, good tune.
You're such a DJ. Good what? Tune, good tune. What's all, there we go. Good tune. What's all that about?
What? That's, I'm a, what, that,
I'm what a DJ. That's what I was supposed to do.
Well, that's what I'm doing.
That was well done then.
Yeah.
It just made me laugh. It just makes me snicker when you do it. Yeah. I don't know what I want you to do. I don't know, just start doing it really unprofessionally. It's like, there's a song, I hope you liked it.
Well, you know, I'm just trying to bring up the
it helps because you smile.
Of our DJ.
You smile when you say it, and because we sit opposite each other, I just see you smirk and go, and there you go. Excellent song from Jimmy Eat World there. You go with it, right?
2001 album. Yeah.
It's amazing. I enjoy it. It just makes me smile. Every so often, I can't control the fact that I'm giggling a bit about it. Because I'm grossly unprofessional, you see, and I undermine the whole thing.
Well, my chair squeaking is grossly unprofessional.
Yeah. Do you know what else is grossly?
Doesn't stop it from squeaking.
Talking of grossly unprofessional.
Grossly unprofessional.
And this is going to be the kind of smooth professional radio segue that you can expect from our show.
Right.
I thought it was very unprofessional when my credit card was cloned earlier this week. Made me sad. Not because it was cloned, because I accept that these things happen.
Right.
But they're really rubbish things that the people who stole it or copied it bought. They went shopping at New Look. And then they bought phone top-ups.
Right.
Well, I'd you know, get some flights somewhere.
Yeah.
Don't shop at New Look. Shop at, I don't know, what's a nice upmarket shop? I don't know.
H&M?
No. Better than that.
Peacocks.
No.
Dorothy Perkins.
No, Jaeger.
Jaeger
still exist.
I think they do, actually.
They used to have like a big industrial warehouse thing by my house.
Oh, right. Jaeger.
No, I'm thinking of, you know, I don't know, who does nice... Go to Savile Row, get a nice suit or something.
Yeah, see, yeah. If you're going to do it properly.
Yeah, don't get a New Look.
Yeah.
So anyway, I've got a credit card bill covered in New Look and phone top-ups.
Is this a victimless crime? Are you going to get your money back? Or?
I've been told I will, but all the things are still on my statement, and they're issuing my statement very soon, so I'm getting a bit nervous. Oh. I'm not going to lie.
Good.
And also, it means I can't use my credit card.
Right.
I've got another credit card, though, so it's not all bad.
Check you out, Mr. Double
Card. Yeah, Mr. Card Tart, hopping about with the fees.
Yeah, moving his balance transfers.
Yeah, yeah, zero APR for 6 months.
Wow.
Look at me with my terminology.
Air miles, do you get them?
I do get air miles, yeah.
Wow, check you out.
I've been getting air miles for years and years and years, and I still have basically none.
Sad times.
Rubbish. Dream was that, I'll be flying first class to Tokyo. Something else that they could have done with my card. That would have been a good thing to do if you're a criminal mastermind.
Yeah. Get a first class plane ticket.
Yeah, that's what I... But anyway, I thought I'd be able to do it on my air miles, but it hasn't really worked out that way. Yeah. Sad.
That is sad. I watched a very good documentary about Fleetwood Mac last night.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. It was Fleetwood Mac, one of these bands that I knew that there's obviously a lot of a big sort of backstory to what went on for the last sort of 4 years or so. But I never really sort of took that much of an interest.
A fascinating rock family tree.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah. And because I wasn't even aware that Stevie Nicks and Lindsey Buckingham came from Buckingham Nicks, a completely different band from America. So I didn't really know anything about them. So I thought, why not? I'll sit and watch them. It's Friday night. Why not?
Have a nice curry and watch a documentary about Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah, brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Well worth a watch. And it'll probably be repeated numerous times on BBC 4, which they tend to do. Mark from Slipstream was mentioning about the Reggae Britannia, and that looks very good as well. And that's going to be on BBC 4. I might start watching BBC 4 a bit more, actually.
It's very good.
Because it is actually quite good, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you just watching Ant and Dec's Saturday Night Takeaway?
Take Me Out.
Oh, is it Take Me Out now? What's Take Me Out?
Take Me Out's that weird show.
Oh, with the pipe where they drop people.
Yeah. The Love Lift, actually.
Oh, the Love Lift.
It's not the poop pipe.
Or Million Pound Drop.
Million Pound
or
Drop.
Or The Cube. I bet you watch The Cube.
I don't really.
I don't have television, so I kind of only tangentially aware of what's on ITV.
Take Me Out is a brilliant and stupid programme. A man or a woman.
We've talked about this before, haven't we?
Yeah, yeah. No more.
We've had this chat.
I watched a little bit of Take Me Out.
I know where it leads. It leads to us complaining about Noel Edmonds. That's how it ends.
Most things do lead us to complaining about something. Or
inexorably.
Other. And Noel Edmonds was the flavour of the week a couple of weeks ago. Fleetwood Mac, the Reggae Britannia documentary looks very good on BBC 4. I'll check that out.
Have you brought in some Fleetwood Mac for us to listen to?
No, I haven't, actually. No, I don't have any Fleetwood Mac. I was hoping that there might be someone on this playlist of ours.
My own experience with Fleetwood Mac is that my dad was a big fan, which meant that as a child I had to listen to it a lot in the car.
Yeah.
Which meant that now I just kind of assume I don't like it because I didn't like it when I was a kid. But actually, I need to go back. I've got a little bit of Fleetwood Mac, but not much. I've got that song that from the Marks and Spencer's adverts.
Oh, yeah. Well, Albatross, isn't it?
Yeah.
But it's one of those things where, you know, just by sitting down watching this documentary and therefore learning a little bit more about Fleetwood Mac, my appreciation of Fleetwood Mac, has improved dramatically. And I think that's a lesson for us all, basically.
Is watch documentaries about
if you
things.
Know a little bit more about stuff, then you appreciate stuff a lot more.
This is the exact inverse of what we were talking about at the top of the show.
Oh, right.
About my M&M experience.
What was that?
A rubbish documentary put me off the whole thing.
What the M&M experience?
Yeah, when I got the documentary.
Oh, that.
Said it was a documentary.
Well, it wasn't really a documentary.
Well, that was my point. Oh, right. But it was a rubbish experience. Right. I thought I was going to get a good documentary, and I didn't.
Right.
And then I went off M&M.
Ah.
So I'm saying, you got a good documentary.
Yeah.
And you liked
and it increased
more.
My, yeah, I see.
I got a bad documentary.
Yeah, I see that.
And I liked it less. I didn't think it would take this long to tease this out.
Amazing.
Simple, basic point.
Well, yeah, at the same time, I am sort of trying to...
Oh, yeah, you're concentrating all your busy radio stuff.
Yeah, I've got loads of stuff.
I've got knobs to twiddle and buttons
of stuff to
press.
To do. I'm going to play a couple of tunes, and then because we're almost at the end of the show, but I'm going to play... Phoenix TX, which is the first song that you heard, just a tiny little snippet of
a yeah,
little
it was taster, a teaser,
a little taster, because I got the numbers wrong, so apologies for that. Phoenix TX is a band that we saw back in our days of going
yeah,
to
yeah,
a
I've
lot
seen
of,
them live quite a lot,
a lot of punk gigs at the Waterfront.
I saw first time I saw them was at the Electric Ballroom in Camden.
Ooh.
With Newfound Glory and another band whose name I forget. RX Bandits. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then I saw them again at the Waterfront with someone else. And then I saw them again with A.
Oh, A.
At UEA.
Oh, A. Yeah.
And actually, talking of the University of East Anglia, which is where we first started doing radio.
Talking about
stuff,
the Streets album.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When did you live in Norfolk Terrace?
During my master's.
Did you?
Yeah, I had the big room at the top. But nice. My old room is on the front of the album cover for the new Streets album.
Unfortunately.
It's immortalised my old bedroom.
Yeah. It's too late now. You can't go in there and break in and steal Colin's stuff anymore.
No, I've moved out. But it was an amazing room. It was on a full L shape because it was that top room. It was a double room. Well, two beds.
Lucky
amazing.
You. Lucky you.
Yeah, yeah, I live the dream.
Yeah, I'll play some Phoenix TX and I'll take us all back to Norwich.
Beautiful.
At the turn of the century. What a magical place.
What
be.
A magical time.
Such a magical time.
They talk about Woodstock in the 60s, UEA around 2002, Mark.
Yeah.
Norwich. Norwich 2002.
That's where it was at.
And if there's nothing left to say, I'll string you along until I get my way.
Phoenix TX threesome.
Indeed. Thought
I'd come in and do the little, that was what the song was.
Yeah, bit. Well, you did well. Thank
I believe this
much.
Is just a brief gap. You're going to play another Jimmy Eat World song.
We're going to finish off with Salt, Sweet, Sugar.
This is really...
Because I really wanted to hear
it. It's
called
Bleed American Race.
Okay.
But it's a really very kind of early 2000s pop punk kind of themed show today.
Yeah, well, I thought we'd carry on. I thought we'd carry on with the theme that we were going
with.
That's
nice.
And no more dilly-dallying. Got to get Jimmy Eat World out of the way.
All
get
right.
back on.
All right.
Do Better Late Than Never.
All right, let's play then.
All right.
Get on with it.
I like songs like that that are just pure rock right up to the very end. There's no sort of fade out. There's no kind of gradual sort of decline in the song. It's just really,
they're not
really
doing,
loud.
They're also not doing the quiet chorus loud verse bit.
Bosh. Yeah, yeah. Bosh.
The quiet chorus loud verse tends to bug me if I notice it. Yeah. There's a lot of songs that do that.
Quiet chorus.
Quiet or vice versa. Loud chorus, quiet verse. Either way.
Like the Pixies, basically.
Yeah, but I don't tend to notice it with the Pixies. But it was just like, I think people
the documentary was called Loud, Quiet, Loud.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
I've not seen the documentary.
Because of their tendency to write loud bits. And
yeah,
followed
but
by quiet
for them
bits.
It kind of fit.
Oh, right, it's all right for them.
What I'm saying is like later era, like Skunk Anansie used to do it a bit, and I really like Skunk Anansie. But there were Charity. Charity did it a lot.
I don't want you.
Yeah,
that one.
Yeah.
That was a flawless impersonation of Skin from Skunk Anansie there.
I thought so.
But they used to do it a bit, and it was always like, oh, can't you just do one? Do one of the types of song.
Do one.
not do one.
Give them the big E.
But just do one, yeah. What's the big E?
The big E is the elbow.
That's nice. It's such a cockney.
I know. Cockney. I am. Dark Side of the Tune, Quiz Night. I had to mention that.
Oh, yeah, we're promoting some Quiz Night. For mugs. It's not for mugs. It's going to be a wonderful event.
It's for fun. At the
people like this kind of thing.
At the latest music part, 22nd of February, 7:30. So I plan on being there, and I hope you're going to be there as well.
22nd of February?
Yeah, you might get to meet us in person, in the flesh.
They're probably creeped out by meeting you. You get all excited when they send you an email.
Well, yeah, that is true. But anyway, that's where I'll be. If you'd like to avoid me, you can go anywhere else. You won't see me. I will be at the latest.
Very conveniently bar. Isolated, exactly where Reese will
February be. February the 22nd at 7:30. Dark Side of the Tune Quiz Night. There you go. So I'm going to finish with Better Late Than Never, which...
A recurring segment where we review some random promo from The Wall.
No, that's Listen, Play,
that's
Review.
Oh, that's the thing. Yeah, I get muddled.
We've only got two segments.
Sorry, mate. We've got two segments and I got them confused, even though both of them have very self-explanatory names.
So, it's where I watch and review a film.
Yeah, Reese watches and reviews a film. It's been out for ages. Yeah. The review's now useless to everyone.
Yeah. Duplicity. It's Clive Owen and Julia Roberts.
Oh, not Multiplicity.
No.
Which starred that bloke. No. He played Batman.
I've Michael got 1 minute and 45
Michael Keaton
seconds.
Was in Multiplicity.
Possibly. Duplicity. Julia Roberts and Clive Owen. It's basically the. I didn't really like it that much.
That's the best review. It's basically like. I didn't really like it.
They're supposed to be spies, but they're pretending to.
Is it like True Lies?
They're kind of spies. They work for. They're originally kind of when they first met. Worked for like the CIA and MI6.
Like Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Like that, sort of thing. But. But they actually then just get hired by these private companies, these two particular massive sort of multinational corporations that just, you know, have own loads and loads of companies. A little bit like that. I'm thinking more along the lines of sort of like Honeywell or something massive like that. And these two, Burkitt and Randall and Equicron or something, are...
Equicron's are brilliant.
I know. It's not as good as Raytheon, which is the actual proper name. But
fantastic, though.
But so they have... they have these two sort of CEOs that hate each other, and they're constantly trying to sort of beat each other in terms of getting products out and stuff. And it just seems stupid. And it's one of those films that goes that kind of just goes back and back in time, like loads and loads of times, has like little jumps. And every now and again in the film, it would sort of like do a little bit where it sort of almost like took a picture, and then that picture would just like whoosh off into the distance, and another scene would come in. It's just
that's tacky.
That's so tacky, that directing. And I just didn't... And then at the end, like, the two characters, Clive Owen... I'm not surprised that he didn't get the James Bond thing, because he's thoroughly unlikable. And Julia Roberts doesn't look that attractive in it. And
that was all she was there to do, obviously, as a noted female actress.
But the point is that the you don't really want the two of them to get together, because you don't really like either of them that much. And then they seem to sort of... inexplicably sort of declare their love for each other at the end, and you're like, well, how? You've not really been through
it. You're
anything.
Both unpleasant.
You've not done anything. That all this sort of story seems to have happened while the filmer was the guy was filming something else, and it was just like, I just didn't like it. We've run over our time now. That's how much Duplicity has upset me. If I was going to buy it on DVD, I bought it for £3. I got ripped off.
You got mugged.
We've been Burden of Proof. Radio Reverb 97.2, and we shall definitely be back next week when I will be 28 instead of 27.
That's exciting.
Exciting stuff.